Turning to chapter 11, I'll now demonstrate some of the tricks and special techniques before playing solo number 16 for you. Here's what tongue blocking sounds like. Now I'm taking the melody and I'm using the tongue over the lower reeds and then lifting it up to fill in the chords, and then I can get something like this. Tongue blocking isn't used a lot in blues harmonica. It is used in playing the chromatic for bending notes, but it doesn't have a large role in the diatonic blues harp. Here's what octaves sound like. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play one in and four in at the same time with the underside of my tongue covering the two reeds in between. And sometimes you can do riffs like going in between one and four from in to out and then back to in. Also, another thing that's not exactly an octave, but when you play two in and five in at the same time, you get the scale degree one and scale degree flat seven at the same time. This is a big one that Little Walter and Big Walter would do. Here's the trill. This is also known as the head shake, and this is how Walter Horton got the name Shaky, because when he first came to Chicago, he shook his head so much doing this that they just called him Shaky. I'm going to demonstrate this on four in and five in. It's going to sound like this. Now, very often, the head shake is preceded by a slight bend on four or five in this particular instance, so you'd have... So you can get the differentiation of specific time values, like quarter notes or half notes, all within a head shake. The next one is called the growl. And this is sort of like a snore, where you're inhaling and going and playing the harmonica at the same time. And this is what it sounds like. And that's a pretty raucous sound, as you can tell. Okay, now I'm going to demonstrate a quote. And a quote is a fragment of a recognizable melody thrown into an otherwise improvisatory riff or solo. And what I'm going to do is just start playing, and then I'm going to throw in a little bit of a bugle call. Next comes the slide. You can slide up or you can slide down. Actually, downward slides are very often more common. Here's an upward slide. Now here's an example of a downward slide. This is a good one chord riff. You start on six out and you slide down to three out, which is going to sound about like this. Now, here's other uses of tonguing. We can articulate notes to a greater degree when we tongue.